Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Wheat Farm.
Facing their fourth playoff team in the first five games of the season, the Packers went to a place where NFC teams rarely win and defeated the world champion Baltimore Ravens to up their record to 3-2.
It was as black and blue as it gets. Unfortunately, for two of the Packers' big three receiving core, that part of it took them out of the game. A goal line stand in the second quarter personified Green Bay's resolve. Coach Mike McCarthy turned down a holding penalty that would have forced Baltimore into a third and goal from the 11, opting instead to take fourth and one on the goal line. Baltimore coach John Harbaugh eschewed the chip shot field goal and sent his offense back onto the field. But McCarthy's defense backed him up. Mike Daniels and Micah Hyde denied Bernard Pierce the end zone, completing a classic stand. Leading 9-3 late in the third, Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson summoned the biggest play of the game to date. A gorgeous play-action fake to Eddie Lacy sucked everybody in, and a rainbow 64-yard touchdown pass off that fake put the Pack up big 16-3. The Ravens roared back with a pair of fourth-quarter touchdowns, but Rodgers and the offense delivered one more time on third and three at the Green Bay 27 to tight end JerMichael Finley on a clutch 52-yard pass play. From there, Eddie Lacy salted it away, capping the first 100-yard rushing performance of his young career. Banged up as they are, with Cleveland coming to town Sunday, the Packers now have an opportunity to go on a major midseason run to grab control of the NFC North.
Can we stop all this nonsense about the Packers being just a finesse offensive team? Can we say the Packers can run the football effectively? Can we finally say, with conviction, the Packers are a tough football team? Yes, yes, and yes. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.